You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America on the free Odyssey app, on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, people on Sirius XM channel 158, and anybody locked in on a smart speaker. All you got to do, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. What a busy day it's been in the world of sports. We got two baseball teams, disasters in different ways. The White Sox firing Vice President Kenny Williams. He used to be the GM. Helped them win a World Series. General Manager Rick Hahn, he's gone. The White Sox have no accountability. The players stunk this year, and somebody had to pay. I mean, well, since they won the World Series in 2005, they've really stunk. They've only had three playoff appearances since then. They finished fourth or fifth, it seems like, more often than not, in the American League Central. And so the White Sox are a disaster. You can thank Mr. Jerry Reinsdorf. And there are rumors that he's going to be looking for a sweet deal on the stadium, which means that he wants the city and the state to pay for it, and I'm sure he's going to threaten to leave or sell the team, which he did in the 80s. So no shock here, but let's be real, man. The White Sox belong in Chicago. The other terrible team, for a different reason, at least they haven't fired anybody yet, it's the New York Yankees. The Yankees lost their ninth consecutive game tonight. They haven't lost nine consecutive games since 1982. And really, since 1982, every team besides the Yankees has lost nine consecutive games at least once. The last time the Yankees were this bad, or on a losing streak this bad, E.T. was the number one movie in the country. Yes, E.T. Even Aaron Boone, the manager of the New York Yankees, he's pretty clear. He says, yeah, we can't get a hit to save our lives right now. Listen to Aaron Boone say it.
Sometimes you have some tough luck out there, but I like the fact that we're getting on base. Would we have six or seven walks and a hit batter? So we had opportunities out there. I'd hit some balls on the screws, but you know, I thought we had some chances and some pitches to do some things with tonight and just couldn't take advantage.
Yeah. The Nationals beat them in Yankee Stadium. The final score, 2-1. The Yankees could only muster two hits. It's an embarrassment. Some other news from today, and we're going to get to Reggie Bush. We're going to get back to that news momentarily. Baker Mayfield named the starting quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He spoke to the media, and damn it, I guess he's just happy to still have a job right now.
The ultimate goal is always to be playing. It's one of those things that when you look at, you know, the big picture, it's one of those things you have to check off the box. But now's the time to really ramp it up and go from here and start winning ball games that count.
Let's go from one NFL team to another. Let's go to the Indianapolis Colts. They're in the news for a variety of reasons today. First of all, we know that Jonathan Taylor asked for a trade, allowed to seek a trade, but he showed up to practice. The Colts had a joint practice with the Philadelphia Eagles. They're going to take each other on in a matchup on Thursday. And Jonathan Taylor was there, but he ain't do nothing. He's still on the PUP list. So he stood around in practice and watched. So what's his deal? Is he going to be traded? Is he going to play? Shane Steichen, the head coach? He's like, man, I don't know. I just know that we ain't think about the guy. Listen to this.
Aware of obviously the reports with JT, but my focus right now is on this football team, these joint practices, and these guys ready to play.
Yeah, I'm just focused on just getting my guys ready to play. That's it. Well, he should focus on the team, not fighting each other. Because Jason Kelce, yeah, he didn't retire. Jason Kelce, a probably future Hall of Famer here from the Eagles. Jason Kelce, he got into a little bit of a tiff with Zaire Franklin, the linebacker from the Indianapolis Colts. Jason Kelce felt that Franklin was being too aggressive with Kenneth Gainwell after the whistle and tackling him and hitting him. And Jason Kelce, he started a fight with him. This is what Kelce had to say about it.
Tensions just got the better of me. Certainly, you know, we try and keep things civil on the field. And I think for me, I pride myself on being a guy that sustains the emotion and the level of play out there. And I let my emotions get the better of me. That certainly doesn't belong out there on the field. And, you know, just, you know, a little bit ashamed that it got to that level.
Oh, Zaire Franklin, who, by the way, he grew up in Philadelphia. He used to, I guess, have respect for Jason Kelce, but maybe they'll get the fighting in the preseason game. That'd be cool, I guess. Listen to Zaire Franklin.
It's funny, you know, obviously growing up in Philly, watched him play for a long time, a lot of respect for him. Talked to him a little bit after we played him last year. You know, thought the OGs would at least look me in the eye before, you know, but it's all good. I might get a chance to look him in the eye on Thursday, so we're going to be okay.
Oh, okay. Anthony Richardson, by the way, he'll be back in action. He's actually going to play in this game. Oh, the Colts are a disaster. Handling Anthony Richardson, handling Jonathan Taylor, allowing Andrew Luck to get beat to smithereens, then retire, throwing Jeff Saturday into the mix. It's just a crap show the Colts are. Somebody check on Jim Irsay. Anyway, and oh, by the way, Hard Knocks tonight. HBO. Aaron Rodgers is going to be playing in a preseason game. I think his first in about 5 years. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Some additional big news today. A matter of fact, this is big news that popped about an hour from now. And it is literally just an announcement from a lawyer. The announcement is that Reggie Bush is going to file a defamation lawsuit against the NCAA for saying that he was involved in a pay-for-play scheme. We know he had his Heisman taken away. The NCAA said, you just heard it, he was involved in a pay-for-play scheme. And he was banished for 10 years and Heisman taken away, records wiped out, no national championship. And then all of a sudden, because of a million lawsuits across the country and threats, that the players can now make money. And so Reggie Bush started to say, hey, you know, what happened wasn't fair. And the NCAA responded and said, nah, you were involved in this scheme. Reggie Bush said no, and now he's suing them. Reggie Bush had more of an explanation as to what took place when he spoke to the I Am Legend podcast.
As far as my case, it was a sloppy investigation. And it could have been fixed very easily if they simply just did their homework. These guys were family friends of ours. Two guys. One guy's name is Michael Michaels. Another guy's name is Loy Lake. Both these guys are convicted felons. And the NCAA did not care to check their police record, did not care to put any value to the fact that maybe these dudes are trying to blackmail us. One of the dudes, Loy Lake, got a police record as long as the Cheesecake Factory menu.
Oh, well, damn. Like I said last hour, I don't know the details. And that was the I Am Athlete podcast, not I Am Legend. That's a poor Will Smith movie. And at the same time, who's trying to trust anybody named Michael Michaels? My apologies to anyone out there named Michael Michaels, but Michael Michaels sounds like a criminal. And so I don't know the full details. And if you want to hear everything I had to say last hour, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. But the fact of the matter is, the NCAA robbing athletes forever, at least the opportunity to make cash, they robbed them of that opportunity. And I hope Reggie Bush gets every dollar, every cent that he's looking for. And I hope it ultimately leads to him, you know, getting his Heisman back. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mac is calling from Houston, Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's going on, man? Thanks for letting me be on your show. Pleasure to be on here.
Sure, go ahead. And shout outs to everybody listening on the loop. Go ahead, Mac.
Hey man, I'm going to tell you, first of all, let's not forget what the big elephant in the room is. There's a documentary on Netflix right now about a guy who played college football at one point, telling all the illegal stuff he did, and he still holds his Heisman Trophy today. Now, I have no dog in this fight, but if anybody deserves their Heisman back, it's Reggie. And if you ain't seen that documentary on Johnny Manziel, y'all need to check it out.
Okay. Well, thank you. You didn't need to bury the lead. I knew what you were talking about. I appreciate you, Mac.
Oh, no problem at all. Thank you.
Thank you. No doubt about it. Yeah, signing autographs and selling. And we can go on about that. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Alaska and let's talk to Alex. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, what's up, man?
I'm good. Go ahead.
I couldn't agree more. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, you're live on the radio.
Cool, man. I just wanted to tell you I agree with you 100%. I hope the NCAA gets what's coming to them. I think they've been a joke for years. It's finally coming to light. I don't know if you saw, there was a documentary a few years ago that Brian Gumbel did on Real Sports talking about the scholarships and how they're not really even getting educations. And some of them can't even read and write, but they're still playing football. They're making a ton of money off these guys, and they're not allowing them to do anything. It's like, it's almost like modern day slavery. It's a joke.
Yeah, so, no, you ain't telling no lie. Well, thank you, Alex, for calling from Alaska. If I would have said that, I would have got a million emails. But it is, it's facts. And it has nothing to do with being black or white. It's being taking advantage of somebody, not giving them what they're worth, man. 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from Indianapolis. What's up, John?
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Hey, my question to you is, what is the reasoning that these guys aren't allowed to have a job? Do you know?
Oh, because they are receiving. The reasoning? The reasoning is because the NCAA wanted to keep all of the money.
But what money?
Can't
these guys go out and get a part-time job?
No, they're not allowed to have a part. They are now allowed to have a job. They're allowed to do even more than that. They weren't allowed to have a job. You were receiving a scholarship. They wanted to keep the how can I explain it? They didn't want the players. This is the explanation. They did not want the athletes being influenced by money with outside entities. And so your job could have been working at a car dealership where you got commissions, or maybe you got a car. Well, we don't need this to be a reason why you went to XYZ school instead of local U University. But the fact of the matter is, the NCAA, this is the big picture. They did not want to share any of the revenue or money, whether directly or indirectly with the athletes. So how do you do that? You hand out scholarships, you bring the athletes onto campus, and you eliminate any other money going anywhere else. So if I'm a car dealership and I want to get involved in the element or the area of college athletics, I'm not going to allocate any of that budget either towards hiring an athlete. I'm not going to allocate it towards giving them a marketing deal. I'm going to pay the university. I'm going to pay the school, or I'm going to pay the NCAA a giant amount of money just to be in business. And so it's cutting out the athlete. Let me put it to you in a different way. There are so many complaints today about the money that professional athletes make. Forget college. And a big portion of the money that professional athletes make happens to come from television revenue. And people always say they make so much money. They make so much money. They make so much money. Because for years, they weren't involved. They didn't always get their share or cut of the revenue. And now they do. And so the athletes have more power as a result. And so it's a power play. It's a money play, John, and that's what it always has been.
Well, I guess. So I appreciate the explanation, and keep up the good work. I love the show.
Well, thank you, John. I wish I could explain. I don't want to call it stupidity. It's thievery, but I can't. Why did they want them making money so they could keep it? Why didn't they want them going to get a job so they can keep the athletes on campus? Why did they want to keep the athletes on campus? Because it was free labor. I mean, come on. And for people who ran around, oh, well, you're getting a scholarship, man. That degree don't count for a guaranteed job. Man, there's so many people running around in life right now have put so much money into a degree, a piece of paper. And it's great to have the knowledge. It's great to have the information. But, man, you don't cash out on your degree. You don't walk out and say, it's not a guarantee. Oh, my God, I got a degree in XYZ, and now I'm going to make me a 100K right out of the gate. That's not how things work. So to have that with student athletes who ain't getting a full education but getting a piece of paper, come on. 855-212-4CBS. Seth is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's going on, man?
I'm good. What's up?
Not much, man. You know, I got a love-hate relationship with you, man. One, I love you because you got the show jumping. It's entertaining. But two, I hate you because, man, dog, it takes 65 calls to get through now. You jumping for real, dog.
Well, that's a but good problem to have. Thank you. What's up?
Yeah, that is. I love it. But, yeah, man, he definitely should get paid, bro. You know I mentioned to you once before I had a cousin that was over at Kentucky, and, you know, he was a top 50 recruit. But, yeah, man, he got compensated. His father got compensated, found him a job to go be closer with his son out in Kentucky. I ain't going to say no names. I don't know if it even matter anymore. But, yeah, you know. But, yeah, man, I don't know how they expect for any of these athletes, you know, to survive on campus, like you say, without generating no kind of income. And you can't even get it from outsourcers. So it's crazy. So, I hope Reggie Bush get that money, man.
I hope so, too. Well, now, I mean, we see some of the top athletes. They can rake in millions. It's you can look at someone like Angel Reese. If she's smart with her money and what she's able to make, man, she might be good for the rest of her life, depending on what she does. But it's nice that they're able to do that. And thank you so much for the kind words, Seth. You take care, okay?
Yeah, always, man. Love, bro.
No doubt about it. Seth is calling from Chicago. We're going to talk about the White Sox, as bad as they are on the other side of the break. That's a totally different disaster. The phone lines are still open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Your credit to your profession. You're one of the rare radio personalities that actually balances facts with whatever callers call in with. I'm also a caller for Pearland, Texas, so Pearland, Texas loves you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. So many disasters today. Yankees disaster. The Colts every day, it's a different disaster. The White Sox getting rid of their vice president, Kenny Williams, the general manager, Rick Hahn. Two playoff appearances since 2012 for the White Sox. And there are so many conversations right now about their leadership, their lack of leadership. And let's also be real, man. I don't think Kenny Williams wanted to hire Tony La Russa. White Sox have been a joke for a minute now. Their manager stepped away from the game, was away from the game, was bouncing around baseball as a, let's say, a consultant. And now he's in the dugout. He's falling asleep. He's old, man. And so he didn't have his players' backs, and you want to talk about accountability. Jerry Reinsdorf he's about to bail, man. Does he want any of this? And now just the Chicago Business Journal is saying that, and I've known this, and I've tried to avoid it. A caller actually brought it up last week. Guaranteed rate field, which, by the way, is one of the worst names of a stadium in North America. I still call it Comiskey. The lease is up in 6 years. And so there are already reports that Jerry Reinsdorf could try to move the Chicago White Sox out of Chicago, maybe to Nashville, or just sell the team. And it's just like, do we really have to revisit this? He threatened to move the team in the 80s down to Florida. This is before Florida had any teams. And he basically wanted what all the owners want. Like what anybody would want. Somebody else to pay for it, except for the somebody else would be the taxpayers. And so I have no idea what the hell is going on with the White Sox. I certainly hope that they don't move. I think it would be a travesty if they left the South Side. Wild things have happened, though. I mean, we see what's going on with the Oakland Athletics right now. And so not a good day, not a good time to be a Chicago White Sox fan as the Cubs, man, in another decade or less, they might be the only game in town. And when I say in town, I mean literally, because we know the Chicago Bears are certainly looking to move out of the downtown area, off of the lake, into the suburbs. We know Wrigley ain't going anywhere. They're in the process and have been in the process of fixing it up and fixing up Wrigleyville, and that's not changing. And then the White Sox, yeah, they don't play just downtown. They play on the South Side, but to know that they may leave the city completely would just be a shame. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Kevin is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Thanks for taking a call, man. I wanted to change speeds a little bit. You know, as a fan, I always hear the salary cap in the NFL, and it's a hard cap. But why can they not go around it by offering the players not monetary value, but maybe possessions? What are you going to do with this money? I can't go over the cap. Maybe I'll buy you a house. Maybe I'll buy you a chain of restaurants, this and that. I mean, they could find ways to keep the players homegrown.
Why would anybody want that? Most people want cash, and outside of cash, most people would want equity. I don't know how one would equate to the other.
Well, the only reason why, right? Like, let's say you're a fair market value of what your position is. You don't want to go to another team. You're on a Super Bowl contending team, but most of the time, the system sets you up where you have to leave to go somewhere else to get paid because you can't pay everybody. But I don't know. I mean, they're very smart people out there. They could hire somebody. What am I worth? What I could actually get here? Like, what couldn't they buy? I mean, there's ways around it, man. I mean, they were cheating for years in college football. This is what kind of got me up with it, right? If they could find jobs for your parents, I mean, why couldn't they figure out
There's a difference between being paid by a college, which is still not technically allowed, versus going to the pros and being allowed to get paid. Most people who get paid, they want money.
Right.
I don't want an appreciating or depreciating asset. I want money. Kevin, how many songs about money have been made over the past, I don't know, 200 years?
Countless. All right, well, let me change the question for maybe it sounds a little more educated. How can they get around by paying the salary cap, right? They say we're going to go ahead and pay you X amount of dollars, but Kevin, then they go ahead and put money in another account for them.
Kevin, you can't. I mean, I don't want to be dismissive here of your question, but you can't. You might as well be asking me right now if we can pay the players in Scrooge McDuck coins. We can't. There is no circumventing the cap. There isn't. It doesn't matter what the sport is. This is in their collective bargaining agreement.
Well, then what is the penalty if they end up doing that?
Man, they have draft picks get taken away. People get fined. There have been instances of this actually taking place. You can't say, I'm going to do this and not do it or do it behind or under the table, man. It's punishment. The Minnesota Timberwolves got caught up in this years ago, I believe, with Joe Smith. You can't do it, man. You have draft picks taken away. You get punished.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kevin.
All right.
I'm sorry about that. Just trying to reinvent the whole system here. I'm going to pay you in Twinkies. Hey, Warren Sapp, I'm not paying you, but here's some Twinkies. You can't do that. 855-212-4CBS. Steve is calling from Boston. What's up, Steve? Hey, Steve, you're live on the radio. Going once, going, he's no longer on the radio. Mike is calling from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Hey, man, I just wanted to say, I hope Reggie Bush gets his Heisman back, and I hope all college athletes get paid. I played college football back in the early 2000s, 07 or 11, and my life, you know, a college athlete from 5 in the morning till about 9 in the night, my life was dedicated to football. And because my mom was a nurse and she made good money, I had a full scholarship. I couldn't get the Pell Grant, so I had to live off my scholarship check, $260 a month with a six meals a week meal plan. So I hope they all get paid, because it is a real struggle for a young 18-year-old kid, first time on his own, trying to figure out how to navigate on a $260 a month, but you still got toiletries, cell phone bills, life to live, you know, and more than 13 hours a day dedicated just to football. So, like, I hope Reggie Bush changes the precedent that he gets paid and all the NCAA athletes get paid, and not just football players, because basketball, tennis, we all doing the same thing, and we deserve to have a good college experience without being stressed out. And that's all I want to say.
Well, it's like Dolph said, right, Mike?
Yeah, man.
Mike knows what I'm talking about. Get paid, get paid. Exactly. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. No, thank you.
No doubt about it. Yeah, get paid. That's what people just want to get paid. Like, come on. If somebody rolled up to you and said, hey, I'm going to come over here and work for me. What's your first question? How much? No, nobody's paying you in wood chips. You don't want to get paid in Scrooge McDuck coins. Hey, I heard you like to smoke. How are you going to pay me? I'm going to pay you in cigars. No, I want money. You want me to build you something? Then where's my share? I don't just want money. I want equity. Money. I'll be damned if somebody, hey, come work for me for a house. Who does that? Nobody does it. Why would an NFL player want to do that? Yeah, I can't do this in the cap anymore. I'm giving you the value of a house. And, you know, who does that? Nobody. Nobody. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. Speaking of money, you want to know who wants money? It's not just Jonathan Taylor. It's everybody. Even the Kansas City Chiefs, defending Super Bowl champions. They got a guy on their team, on their roster right now. He wants money. And he has told them, hey, I may not show up until I get my money. I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man? I listen to you every night on the way home from work. I appreciate what you're doing, man. You're a bad man, Majama.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about Reggie Bush and getting ready to sue the NCAA. Trying to get some money and not a fan of the words that they used against him, saying he was involved in a pay-for-play scheme. So he's smacking him with a defamation lawsuit. We talk some baseball tonight with the White Sox and getting rid of their general manager and VP. We talked about the Yankees, their first 9-game losing streak in 41 years. We talked about Baker Mayfield. Now the QB1 for the Tampa Bay Bucks. We took a look at the NFC South. We talked about Jonathan Taylor showing up to work despite his trade request, still not practicing because he's on the PUP list. We talked about James Harden being fined. We talked about Wander Franco. Yeah, basically being wiped off the face of the earth. He is now on administrative leave. He is still being investigated for whatever relationship he had with or with minors. He's still being paid. We'll see what happens there. It is not a good look. And speaking of getting paid, Chris Jones, I mentioned this before the break, of the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, the Chiefs are trying to come back and repeat as champions, and Patrick Mahomes is trying to come back and have another amazing year. Well, Chris Jones is trying to get paid. Okay, he signed a 4-year, $80 million contract back in 2020. This is basically the final year of the deal. He's getting only $20 million per year. And when you think about the defensive tackles currently in the NFL, the interior tackles, he's eighth. Quinnen Williams just got more money than him at 24. Aaron Donald leads the pack at 31. And so you would imagine and think that Chris Jones feels that he's underpaid. And so he's trying to ante up and get his check and get his money. And a fan asked him online, when is he going to show up to work and how much money does he need? $20 million isn't enough for him to live off of. And he's just like, hey, if I plan to be back, expect it to be week 8. And he's just like, I don't need the money. And so let's see how long Chris Jones decides to hold out. He's already been docked about $1 million just by missing training camp. And we'll see how long he has in him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead. Tim is calling from San Francisco. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Tim.
Yo, what up, JR? How you doing tonight?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
I got a couple things on my mind, and I want to throw a curveball here and maybe talk about the NBA. And I was just looking up some betting odds right now, and for whatever reason, Vegas thinks that the Boston Celtics are the best team in the league and perhaps the championship favorites. I'd like to, you know, kind of pick your brain there and figure why not, you know, the Denver Nuggets and maybe not even the Golden State Warriors right there. So let's talk a little bit about the NBA and take a quick pivot here.
Well, just to give a quick answer to your question, which is a difficult thing. I mean, I can sit around and look at odds all day in Vegas. I might as well have me a glass of Jack and a cigar at the same time. But it's August, man. Here, the Boston Celtics currently, and probably even with Kristaps Porzingis being hurt, they have a variety in their roster by bringing in Porzingis. They have two players who should go out there and up their stock in the league in Tatum and Brown, who you would hope take another step with Marcus Smart. Why not the Golden State Warriors? The Golden State Warriors are an older team. They're also a smaller team. There's no guarantee that they're going to go the whole season with Chris Paul on the roster. And when it comes down to the Denver Nuggets, people can take a look at what just took place this first year, but missing some key bench pieces like Bruce Brown, who's no longer on the team,
love that.
Might be the reason as to why the Boston Celtics are probably a favorite right now. But that doesn't mean a squat hill of anything because it's August.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to throw a curveball out here. Really do appreciate
no problem.
That as well. I thought Bruce Brown was actually kind of a something that Mike Malone should have prioritized on getting back on the bench. But being a Golden State Warriors fan myself.
It's not Mike Malone. It's the cash, man. There was no way in hell that they were going to pay him the money that he was looking for. And I believe he got that cash from the Pacers.
Correct. Do you think it might have been something similar to what the Warriors experienced with getting rid of certain players after that 2021 NBA championship?
Well, what, Gary Payton Jr.? Yeah, the fact that and the Warriors pay money out the ass in tax, and then they ended up bringing and trading him back, and then they got rid of Jordan Poole, and we know some of the reasons why, so they could free up more salary. They're going to be able to potentially do it again if they get rid of Chris Paul, if that shouldn't work come February. And so it doesn't matter, you know, what the team is. There comes a point in time where you can't just give everybody a maximum contract deal, and the Warriors have been paying longer than anybody, Tim.
I've got a question for you. While
well, hold
got you
Tim,
on the
Tim,
air
Tim,
here.
Tim. I got a bunch of callers on the line, and I'm at the end of the show. Is it okay? Call me back tomorrow if you can.
It will, but I got one last question for you.
Well, hold on, Tim. Call me back tomorrow. Yeah. I got somebody else I got to get to.
A lot.
Why you got me? Call me back tomorrow. I can't, Tim, I got to be fair to everybody else here who's been waiting patiently. Ian is calling from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Ian.
Well, you should know what I had to say about Reggie Bush being from New Orleans, because I don't think we would have won a Super Bowl. I want to tell you, had Reggie Bush not signed that year, it brought so much excitement. I know Drew Brees and Sean Payton came in there too, but Reggie Bush was a piece in that puzzle. You know, I had an opportunity to meet him at Emeralds. He is an absolute class act, and I'm rooting for Reggie. So all I got to say, I waited an hour to say this, Reggie, and I tell you what, I 100% mean it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ian, for calling from New Orleans. I agree with you. Reggie is a class act. From my interactions, he's a real good dude. 855-212-4CBS. To the guy in San Francisco, you see what the hell I mean? That guy been waiting forever. You want to go with five questions? We got to get other people on. Mike is here from Canton. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, bud?
You're live on the radio. Go ahead.
Thank you. This is my probably maybe my fourth time listening and my second time getting through.
Congrats. What's up?
It's awesome. Canton, Ohio, Hall of Fame, baby. Hey, Reggie Bush, you know what? I don't want this to be a floodgate for every athlete from that time saying, oh, I get paid. All I want is Reggie to get paid. Just from the Heisman Trophy commercials alone, he could be way better off. He's doing good now. I love him. Plain and simple. Reggie Bush.
All right.
Watch the film, people.
Okay.
Watch
well, thank
the
you.
Film.
Thank
and
you.
Guess what? Only one other back was better than him, Barry okay. Sanders for Oklahoma State.
That thank you. Thank Reggie you, Mike. Bush well, we can look at the 5,000 almost yards that he accumulated on the ground and in the air. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Doug is calling from Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, JR? Great show, as usual, brother.
Thank you.
Hey,
what's up?
I just wanted to say one thing I heard today that I thought was just total remiss. And evidently in Vegas, they say this year that Desmond Ridder will not have 15 touchdown passes. I think that's insane. That is insane. He'll have that by week 8. I just want to get your take on it.
I have no idea, man. I'm looking to see what he does. Like, fine. I mean, he could throw the ball to Pitts and London, and I don't know. I still believe the Falcons are going to do a bang-up job in primarily running the football. I wouldn't be shocked if we saw Heinicke this season. At all. Beck is calling from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going? Just real quick, the respect to hopefully more callers, and I'll save the story for down the road. But if all this talk about Reggie Bush, I mean, what happens if he never won it? Because it should have been Vince Young. So are we going through this if he never even won the Heisman?
The reality is that he did, and they took it back. And so we can live in a woulda, coulda, shoulda. If you want to go back and replay the 2005 season, I'll leave that to you, man.
No, that's where the stories I have. But, again, you guys are pressed on time, so I don't want to take away. So, again, the whole thing with the NCAA back then and, again, with our talks about the Wild Wild West weeks ago and payment and everything else, to now statutes of limitations, the rules, everything again. So much deeper than just that, but I just wanted to throw that in there.
They ain't no statutes of limitations when 2 years ago you lay out an allegation that a dude was involved in a scheme that he wasn't, and he says he wasn't in. And so he can smack him with defamation, and that's exactly what he's going to do tomorrow. And where the hell I'm from? Ain't no statute of limitations for talking crap on my name. That doesn't expire. That comes with a comeuppance. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, how about this? The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. It's a former MLB player. It's Aaron Boone, having to defend his Yankees, even in the midst of a 9-game losing streak. Tonight, they lose to the Washington Nationals 2-1, longest losing streak since 1982. JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is done. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, and I'll be delivering to you a new top six list. Something that I do every Wednesday. Thank you to Shep. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio, because Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. Y'all be safe and be well.